McKinley County Commissioner Genevieve Jackson grew up on the edge of the Navajo Nation, not far from Gallup. Like many Navajos, Jackson's mother came to Gallup to buy alcohol. Jackson says her mother often wound up passed out on the streets.
Whenever it was announced on the radio that an unidentified woman's body was found, I was just in fear. It was almost a relief that it wasn't her, but then another body would be found.
The Navajo Nation prohibits the sale of alcohol, but Jackson says that doesn't stop Navajos from buying from bootleggers or drinking in border towns like Gallup. This time of year, community service aides drive around Gallup looking for people who are at risk of freezing to death. In the 80s, the police were tasked with picking up people like Jackson's mother. The majority of their shift was spent saving people who'd drunk themselves unconscious. They'd pick up as many as 200 people a day and bring them to the drunk tank, as it was called. It had a cement floor and a drain. Kevin Foley says people took turns sleeping on the floor.
In the morning, they would open up this big garage door, and whoever could walk out, there'd be a big, long parade of people walking down to Cole Street,
where there are several bars or liquor stores to choose from. Today, Kevin Foley says they come here to Natnahoji, a detox center where they're given a bed, food, and counseling for up to 3 days. Foley is the executive director of NCI. With 26,000 admissions every year, it's the nation's busiest treatment center, with many repeat customers. And that's 10,000 fewer people than the drunk tank had 3 decades ago. When someone is serious about quitting booze, they check into the residential program across the street. That's what Freddie Smith Jr. did. He's been sober 8 months. Smith, who is Navajo, says he started partying as a teenager and quickly became an alcoholic and meth addict on the reservation.
There's no real opportunities or anything. I just kind of just lost hope, I think. Nothing big to look forward to, and I started drinking regularly.
Half of the tribe is unemployed. Native American youth have the highest rates of alcoholism of any racial group in the country, according to the National Institutes of Health. Studies suggest high rates of addiction in Indian country stem from 2 centuries of cultural destruction and violence. After Smith stole a car and hit bottom, he told his probation officer he was ready to get sober. He came to NCI, where they have medicine men on staff. They use traditional Native American methods like drumming, sweat lodge, and tobacco ceremonies.
Yes, it's a kind of like a form of a meditation and prayer. There's a lot of power behind those songs and prayers, and hits you deep inside.
The detox center was the result of a major group effort in 1989. After a string of fatal alcohol-related accidents, more than 200 people got together and marched from Gallup to Santa Fe to ask state lawmakers for help. David Conejo led that effort. Today, he's the hospital CEO.
The people in the street, we can step over them, or we can do something about it.
The march worked. Gallup received enough federal funds to open NCI, $400,000 from the Indian Health Service. Gallup also changed its laws. No more drive-up liquor store windows, no liquor is sold on Sundays, and McKinley County became the first county in the state to approve a liquor excise tax that provides $600,000 a year for abuse prevention and education. Today, Freddie Smith Jr. is an artist and a behavioral health tech for NCI. He brings people into detox, pats them down for weapons or contraband, and shows them to their bed.
I tell them, you know, hey, I was heading the same path you were, and look where I'm at. I'm not, you know, oh, you think you're better than me? It's like, no, it's not. It's just, you can help yourself. It's all up to you. If you need help, instead, ask for it. Don't be afraid. Because that's what I was doing. I think I was afraid.
Since the 80s, the number of people freezing to death has dropped significantly in McKinley County. But the number of alcohol-related deaths, both diseases and accidents, is still 3 times the national average. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.